فرضا من الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يصبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا واشربوا ولا تصرفوا إنه لا يحب المصرفين. صلوات شعبان دمان تفول كوفيد حضرت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Friday, the best of the day of believers, the day of worship, the day of dua, the day of gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His bounties upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all those who are oppressors, who are oppressed, and stop the oppression of oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of Imam Zaman Ajil Allah Ta'ala for Ali Sharif. So last week we discussed some of the changes that is called genetic changes or changes in the DNA, and that changes is called mutation. So some of mutations or changes are under our control, related with environment, related with our food, and others are also related with us. If we are careful, if we are doing proper planning, then we can stop those changes to happen in our heredity material, so that the coming generation should not have those genetic disorders. So one of the disorders we are going to discuss today, that is called thalassemia. So thalassemia, this is a blood disease. But this blood disease is genetic disorder. So thalassemia, this is a group of inherited blood disorders that affect the body ability to create red blood cells. So our life almost that depends on the blood. In blood there are three types of cells: platelets, white blood cells, and red blood cells. Red blood cells, they have a protein that is called hemoglobin. So whenever you have blood test, usually something is written HB, so that is hemoglobin. So this hemoglobin carries oxygen. So we are taking in oxygen from our nose, from our mouth, going into lungs. And from lungs that goes into the blood. And that oxygen must reach to each and every cell of our body. So if hemoglobin is not working properly, so then that will not carry on oxygen. And if oxygen will not be in our blood, and also that will not reach to our cells, so the people will face a lot of problems. So basically thalassemia, this is the problem with the hemoglobin. And when hemoglobin is not working properly, oxygen will not be carried on, and in this way, the people will face a lot of problems, especially the newborn babies. So this thalassemia is caused by the mutation in the genes that make the hemoglobin. So basic defect for thalassemia, that is in the hemoglobin. Then this thalassemia mainly that is of two types, because hemoglobin has been made up of two chains. One chain is called alpha and other is beta. So sometime defect is in alpha chain, sometime defect is in beta chain. So that's why thalassemia is of two types. One is alpha thalassemia, and this hemoglobin carries four genes. If only one gene is defected, then the newborn baby will not have any major issues. Although we'll have thalassemia, but that will be very minute and that will not affect the life of the person. But if there is a mutation in two genes of alpha hemoglobin, then that defect is called alpha thalassemia trait. But if the three genes have been changed or have been mutated, then result will be in a condition that is called hemoglobin H disease, and that may require blood transfusions. So this, if the three genes have been mutated, then that problem will have many difficulties during the life of the person. So one of the treatment is blood transfusion, and that person will get. And if all four genes are mutated, then result will be the most severe form of alpha thalassemia, and that is called alpha thalassemia major. So this was about alpha chain and alpha thalassemia. Next is the beta thalassemia. So again, it is from moderate to severe. And the most severe form, that is called BTM, beta thalassemia major. And people with BTM will require, again, blood transfusions for the rest of their life. So the life they will have, all of their life, they need blood transfusion. So the only known cure for thalassemia, that is bone marrow transplantation or cord blood transplantation. So both are not easy or not cheaper. Both bone marrow transplantation, so someone who is healthy, his bone marrow is taken and given to the newborn baby. Or sometimes the blood from the umbilical cord. So that cord that is a relation between the placenta of mother and the baby. So from that cord, blood is taken and that is transplanted or transfused into the baby who is affected. Now the important sense is, in UK, 8 out of 10 babies born in UK, those babies who are having the most severe form of thalassemia is BTM, beta thalassemia major. So in UK, those babies who are having BTM, 8 out of 10 babies are from Asian background. So it's very important for us to understand and to control this problem. In UK, 8 babies out of 10, those who are having thalassemia, so they are from Asian background. So usually from Pakistan or India or Bangladesh, or even the eastern countries as well. Now it is in Thailand that is growing very fastly. So this is something we need to control. And the easiest way is how we can control, that is, choose your mate. Before marriage, anyone, you are going to get married, both of boy and girl, both should have blood test. So if anyone is having thalassemia major, so then it is not suggested to get married. But if out of two there is couple, one has thalassemia minor and other is healthy, so then they can get married. But the best thing is, we should avoid, if someone is having thalassemia, we should not get married. In this way we can stop the problem. So first of all, choosing the mate, choosing a spouse, that is important to control thalassemia. Number two, that is choosing the pregnancy. So, while the wife, the mother is going to be pregnant, so at that time, so if the child will not be born, so that child will not have disease. So whether or not the person, both, if both of them, they are having thalassemia, so maybe it is better they shall not give birth to the baby. One thing. Second thing, when the mother is pregnant, at that time, again, the blood should be tested. So if there are three possibilities, maybe the child that is in the womb of mother will not have thalassemia, so that's okay. Number two, the baby who is in the womb maybe is having thalassemia minor, that is okay. So in these two cases, having delivery, giving birth to the baby, that's okay. That baby will not face problem. But if during pregnancy, and if the child is having thalassemia major or BTM, then that is not advised to give birth to the baby. Because that baby for whole life will suffer with many problems. So parents can control to give birth to the babies who are going to have BTM or thalassemia major. So all depends just few tests and the planning. But in Islam, when a lady is pregnant, abortion is also not allowed. In UK, usually in NHS, those parents who are having thalassemia, so they are giving option to the parents. And they also suggest, if the child that is in the womb of mother, if the child is having thalassemia major, so they said it is better to be aborted. But Islam does not allow for any child to be aborted. Not being pregnant, that is allowed in Islam. Controlling our birth control, that is allowed in Islam. But once someone is pregnant, then abortion is not allowed in Islam. So how we can stop this? The best thing is, before marriage, the couple should be tested. If they are not having both of them, they are free of thalassemia. So if they will get married, their children will not have thalassemia. If one of them is having thalassemia minor, still that is okay. But again, during the pregnancy, that need to be tested whether the coming child is having thalassemia or not. So as a whole, the planning and the test can save our coming generation from this thalassemia major. But the person who is having thalassemia, what kind of problem he or she is going to face? Usually the person is fatigued, feeling fatigue, weakness, shortness of breath, yellow discoloration of the skin, like the people who are having in jaundice. Spleen will be enlarged, heart will be enlarged, liver will be enlarged, and there will be complication of hormones. Especially in the brain, under the brain we have pituitary gland, and that gland produces 9 hormones. And rest of the function of different glands and all of our body organs are working under the control of those 9 hormones. So the person who is having thalassemia, his pituitary gland will be defected, will be enlarged, will be damaged, and in this way all hormones which are produced by pituitary gland will be maybe less, more, or defected. So all together, not only this, but the bones will be also defected. So now you can realize liver, heart, bones, brain, hormones, skin, blood, when everything is defected in a disease, usually before 1960, the people who were having thalassemia, they were dying before reaching the age of 18. But after 1960, a new treatment has been introduced. Before this, the only treatment was blood transfusion. After birth, those people who were having thalassemia, so they were oftenly getting blood transfusion, and in this way they were able to survive. But the one problem that is with blood transfusion, and frequently blood transfusion, was increasing iron in the body. And due to increased iron in the body, that was also damaging rest of the organs. But after 1960, a new treatment has been also introduced, and that is called chelation therapy. So during this therapy, what is done, that is, iron is removed, excess amount of iron from the body of the patient, that is removed. And how that is removed, there are 3 types of medicines. One is DFO, other is DFP, and other is DFX. So these are 3 different kinds of medicine. These are given to the patient, and under the control of consultants, the patient take these medicines, and in this way they are able to remove the excess amount of iron from the body, and they also need blood transfusion, and in this way they can survive more than 18 years. But the different defects I told, still defects are there. So with this chelation therapy, the span of life of a patient can be increased. But there is no treatment at all that should cure the thalassemia major or BTM. No, the best thing is we should take care before marriage. Boy and girl both should be tested, and if they are not having thalassemia, then they should be allowed, permitted to get married. Otherwise, they should find another solution or another partner. In this way, we can protect our generation from this disease. They should not suffer. And not only the child is suffering, their parents are suffering, their economy is suffering, everything they are suffering, the economy, their time, parents, family, everyone. When one child is sick, everyone is suffering with these problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get more knowledge and apply the knowledge in our daily life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His bounties upon all of us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal as, inna l-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka al-hamd. بديع السماوات والأرض ذو الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولود وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المحتضر المهدي اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني عليك من المقربين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله وعلى أمركم مولاي متكيان حضرت امير المؤمنين علي بن ابي طالب عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
آپ کی یہ وصیت ہم سب کے لیے کہ اللہ کی دی ہوئی زندگی کی نعمت کی قدر کرو اور زندگی کا ایک ایک لمحہ ایک ایک دن بہترین سے بہترین کام کے لیے اور عبادت میں اور اللہ کی خوشنودی میں صرف کرو اور خصوصاً جمعہ کا دن عبادت کا دن ہے اللہ سے راز و نیاز اور دعاؤں اور مناجات کا دن ہے اور یہ مہینہ ماہ شعبان رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا دن ہے شعبان رسول اللہ کا مہینہ عبادت کا مہینہ روزے رکھنے کا مہینہ صدقہ و زکات دینے کا مہینہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کا قرب حاصل کرنے کا مہینہ قرآن کے ساتھ رغبت اور انس پیدا کرنے کا مہینہ ہے اور خصوصاً آپ تھوڑے دن رہ گئے ماہ مبارک رمضان میں آنے میں تو اپنے آپ کو جسمانی اور روحانی حوالے سے ماہ مبارک رمضان کے لیے تیار کرنے ہیں وی نیڈ ٹو پیوریفائی آور سیلف وی نیڈ ٹو ویلکم ماہ مبارک رمضان اینڈ وی ہیو ٹو پریپیئر آور سیلف فار دیٹ اینڈ دا فیو ویکس اٹس آر لیفٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ویلکم ماہ مبارک رمضان ود پیورٹی ود دا پریپریشن آف آور سول ود دا امپروومنٹ آف آور ایمان And inshallah, we will use these days and night to prepare ourselves. Because the coming Thursday, that is the night of Barat, that is the night when sins are forgiven, that is the night when repentance and tawbah will be accepted, that is the night when rizq will be given. That is the night when your du'as, your wishes will be given. That is the night when Imam Zaman ajallallahu ta'ala fawaj sharif, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born. So next to Laylatul Qadr, this night that is called Shab-e Barat, this is one of the most important night. So we need to plan, we need to prepare. The important thing that is recommended, before the beginning of night we need to take bath, and then whole night we should try to keep awakening. Shab-e Barat mein, usse pehle ghusl karna zaruri hai, aur uske baad puri raat jaagna bhi jo hai uski bahut taqeed hai. Aur zahir hai ki jab aap jaag rahe hain to mukhtalif duaein hain, mukhtalif nawafil hain, wo hame padhni chahiye. So duas are given, inshallah we will do here coming Thursday. The life history of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and that mahfil part, milad part will be before sunrise, and inshallah after namaz maghrib we will carry on the ritual of that night. But what I can request, so please plan your day. You can sleep during the day so that you should be able to keep awakening during the night. The second thing is, we need to have spiritual preparation. Maybe sometime we are awakening but we are not getting anything. When we are not making our goals, our aims, then we are not trying to achieve anything. So that night is night of getting aims and goals. But first we have to set our aims and goals. And then we have to request at that night. And it depends how much perfection and purification is in our demands, in our request. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous and kind, and He will give us. So that is the best of the night. With the wasila of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we can get maximum of our request and du'as at that night. The other issue that is happened yesterday, and it is not a new tragedy. Yesterday, the pilgrims, the Zaireen who were coming from Iran, and they were also the inhabitants of Quetta, and specific tribe, they are called Hazara. So with the help of bomb blast, almost 15 people have been killed, and 30 people are still wounded, and maybe some other people will die. So this is not the first event, first incident. But when these things are being repeated after every month, after every 2 months, and the new information that are coming, that is, the peacekeeping agencies and forces in Pakistan, they are also part and parcel of these terrorists. So this is an alarming point. This is a warning for us. You know, those people who are martyred, so they are lucky. We all will die, but someone who is embracing shahadat are the chosen people, best of the people. But also Quran says, if a person is killing one person is equal to killing all mankind. And murder of someone, killing someone, that is not allowed in Islam. Even those people who are living with you, around you, they are non-Muslim, still their lives, their possession, their property must be respected and must be protected by Islamic government. And when the people are shedding blood, so definitely they have to wait for natural disasters. Why after year in Pakistan natural disasters, earthquake and flood and these things, possibly, I'm not saying that is 100%, but possibly due to this bloodshed. When nobody is going to stop, when people are killing their Muslim sisters and brothers every day and every week and every city, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wrath is coming. But those who are living, those who are involved, those who are running the government, and all human beings, we have the duty to stop this bloodshed. We condemn this action and these people. And we also demand the government of Pakistan and United Nations. And we all try to write email and these things to the United Nations. They should get involved and stop the innocent killings of Shia in Pakistan and all people around the world. Anyone who is mazloom, we are with them. Anyone who is zalim, who is oppressor, we are against them. We are people of peace. We are people of love. We need to share love and peace around the world. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also help the mazloomin and these people who are being slaughtered every day in different parts of the world. And another gathering that will be in Pakistan on 1st of July. So that reminds me the great gathering of first, that was also in July, and that was in 1987 under the leadership of Shahid Arif al-Husseini. So that was a turning point of followers of Al-Bayt in Pakistan. And again, once again, same July, the same place, Minare Pakistan, the followers of Al-Bayt alayhi salam, they are gathering with new vision, with new aims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them success. Amen. But those who are followers of Al-Bayt alayhi salam, so their gathering is also on 1st of July in Markaz Ahl-e Bayt, London. So please plan to go and attend this program. Scholars and poets and zakireen will be there, and bring your family, your children, your family members, your friends, and show solidarity and unity. Until unless you will not be united, you will not be organized, you will not have the aims and vision, you cannot go and you cannot progress. If we wish, and we must wish, to be someone in the Europe, in West, we must have some say, then we need to be united, and we need to work for our nation, and we need to plan how we can promote peace and tranquility and love and message of Islam in the Europe. Inshallah, you all will say labbaik, and with yes, first of all do niyat now, and inshallah plan and attend this gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. But at the same time, when you will listen many people, when you will see many people, so definitely there will be change in us, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our plannings. And inshallah, we will think a greater future, a brighter future for our nation and for Islam. And we need to prepare something in this part of world for the welcome of Imam Zaman Ajalallahu Ta'ala. Inna atainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwal 'abtar. Allahumma salli 'ala